This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra believes music can bring people together, and this weekend they bring jazz and gospel together for We Gotta Shout, a concert featuring the jazz orchestra and an all-star gospel choir. The music is inspired by the 1963 recording of the same name, We Gotta Shout. So joining Cincinnati to shout about it are Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra Artistic Director Eric Lechleiter. Eric, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
And we also have New Jerusalem Baptist Church Minister of Music, A. Michael Cunningham, whom I'll be calling Adrian. Adrian, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so what exactly is this? We heard a little tune there at the top, and it doesn't seem totally unusual to blend musical genres. Why these two?
Well, like you said, this collaboration was really inspired by that 1963 album by Clara Ward and her gospel singers in collaboration with the original Dukes of Dixieland from New Orleans, Louisiana. That album is kind of a seminal recording in jazz history, and our idea was to take it and expand it. So the Dukes of Dixieland was a small, Dixieland ensemble, clarinet, trumpet, trombone, and make it for a full big band along with full gospel choir. So that was the inspiration, and we performed it once in 2017, and it was a big hit. So this time we're trying to make it an even bigger hit.
And Adrian, you are the director of a gospel choir, and there is not much music more powerful than a gospel choir, I suppose. So what attracted you to this collaboration?
As soon as I heard about it, I was very intrigued and thought it was a great idea to merge the two genres together. It was a great time that we had in 2017. We were able to merge gospel singers from several different churches in the area, and it's an all-female gospel chorus that is singing all three parts, that we have soprano, alto, and tenor, along with the contemporary jazz orchestra. And it was just a great time. And when Eric approached me about doing it again, I said, I'm definitely on board.
And so this is on February 23rd. Both of these organizations will work together. The Jazz Orchestra and the All-Star Gospel Choir will work together. This starts at 4 p.m. And it also opens with a performance by the Little Miami Choral. What's the location? I'm not seeing that on my notes that I brought in.
So we'll be at the Corinthian Baptist Church, which is in Bond Hill on Tennessee Avenue.
Okay, awesome. So I want to ask you, Eric, first, let's hear a little bit more. I think we've got some vocals added this time. So that's what jazz and gospel sounds like together?
It's certainly one possibility.
Yes, yeah. It is.
So let me talk to both of you about your individual genres. Eric, what is it about jazz that excites people?
I think that one of the most important things about jazz is the spur-of-the-moment quality of it, and the pure kind of, there's like an Americana quality to jazz that I think both musics, American gospel music and jazz, are purely American. They come from this country and couldn't have happened anywhere else. That idea that if you go to a jazz club, you're seeing something that has never happened before and it's never going to sound the same way again. It really kind of has a liveliness to it that I think attracts people, and it just sounds really cool.
And Adrian, what about gospel?
And with gospel, it's really very, very similar to jazz. Gospel is one of those things that, you can have the basics, but when you go into any church and you hear gospel singers, gospel choirs, it's a lot of improvisation, very emotional feeling and very emotional types of songs. And you will never hear a song sang the same way by any one person or any choir, because gospel is always changing, just as jazz is.
All right, so we see fusions of music on the popular charts all the time now. I mean, I can think as far back as when Nelly and Tim McGraw, suddenly hip-hop and country music were a thing on the radio. It was just something that we now accept as what we hear all the time. Those two genres blended together seemed a little strange at the time. I'm wondering, just from a technical standpoint, you both lead music groups. Was there any challenge at all blending gospel with jazz, or is there some sort of natural similarity to them?
For me, I believe there is definitely a natural similarity. We were able to, I think we did maybe two rehearsals last time, and everything meshed together really well. The biggest thing for the biggest challenge for the gospel singers, I think, was just timing and knowing when to come in and when the instrumentalists were doing sections and measures and things that we don't necessarily count in gospel music, because gospel music, you may repeat certain things because you're working off emotion and working off of feelings. So you may repeat so many times, you know, one time you sing it, and then you may only repeat, you know, once or twice when you sing it again.
Eric, same experience for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the genres naturally, sonically meld together. But yeah, as the arranger of all this music for the band, creating sheet music for them to look at, the interesting thing was that in researching this album, they did all of those arrangements in 1963 in the studio. It was all, it happened, you know, it was very spontaneous, very improvisatory. So for us to try and capture that same aesthetic, but still stay together and not fall apart, was kind of like trying to catch lightning in a bottle.
Well, we will look forward to We Gotta Shout, Gospel Meets Jazz. It is Sunday, February 23rd at 4 p.m. with an opening performance by the Little Miami Carl. It's at the Corinthian Church in Bond Hill. We've got details at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. My thanks to Eric Lecklater and Adrian Cunningham. Thanks so much for both of you being in to talk about the project.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. And I'm Michael Monks.